Let's go down to Lance Franklin. Alongside you, Mick.
He is. Well, buddy, you've played in some great wins, mate, but that's a really special one.
Yeah, it really was. Obviously, with the skipper going down early, we played a lot of young boys, so it was just a really hard-fought win. Couldn't be prouder of all the guys' efforts.
Really undermanned, and Alir today was outstanding, wasn't he?
He was. To pop up in the last couple of minutes to kick the sealer was super.
Lingy and Richo upstairs.
Buddy, Richo here. Just on Alir, he bobbed up in the forward line. Was that his own move? Did he come down there of his own volition, or do you reckon that move come from the box?
That definitely came from the box. I think it was Shorey that made the call. They just said it then.
It was a good move.
They're all claiming it, though.
Yeah, of course.
Shorey strutting around the change rooms there, buddy.
I think so.
Congratulations on the win and a ripping game of footy to watch. Whoever won, we just absolutely loved the game. But well done to you guys. Your own role in that first half seemed to be one where you were prepared to get up the ground, sacrifice your game a little bit, find footy to almost pull Robbie Tarrant away from that inside 50 role that he loves so much, and really unselfish. And then you're able to get forward and get some reward come later on in the game. Was that the focus, just to have a bit of a different way of playing as a forward today?
Yeah, obviously Taz plays back shoulder, so you can sort of get those little lead-ups through the middle of the ground. Was able to do that probably early and got the confidence up, Lingy, so it was nice.
Hat trick quarter time, but that was pretty much a match-winning move. I thought Majakdor looked pretty dangerous deep on Alir and dragged him back to the goal square. So to free him up across half-back, I think that was the match-winning move at three-quarter time.
Yeah, obviously his intercept marking's unbelievable, Alir, and then he was able to link up with that forward hand, and he's a beautiful kick too, so I think it was a great move.
Buddy, we marvel at the way that the Swans can just somehow find a way, but without Dan Hannabury, Jared McVeigh, throwing Heath Grundy's late withdrawal, and Kieran Jack missing, and then Josh Kennedy goes down early on the game with what looked to be a really nasty back injury. Yep. I mean, that's one of the more impressive wins we've ever seen. Was that the feel there? Yeah. Just the guts to be able to do it without those guys?
Yeah, it really was. It was a gutsy win by the boys. Obviously, a lot of our leaders weren't playing today. Joshy goes down early. A lot of the young kids stepped up, and we knew if we could run and carry, take the game on, which we were able to do. We were able to get the win, and it was a seesawing contest all day, and we're lucky we got over the line.
Tim Lane, Lance, always good to have a chat with you. You're almost the father figure among them now. Does that make it sort of as satisfying as any of the best wins you've had in your great career?
Yeah, I think it's the first time in my career that I've been one of the oldest running out.
Get used to it, buddy.
Yeah, felt a little bit old, but no, it's been unbelievable. It really has, to see all these young kids come in and play the role. I couldn't be more proud of the group.
And you've gone past the 900, and I guess there's got to be some excitement in that for you. Have you got another 100 in you?
I hope so. That's the plan, if I can keep going.
Congratulations on the 900 too, buddy. Great effort.
Thanks, Lingy. Cheers, mate.
Hey, bud, what's your favourite spot to have a shot? I reckon that on that left foot out towards the boundary line, you just seem to really love that position, your second last goal there today. We backed you in. Do you love that spot on the ground when you're kicking goals?
Yeah, it's one of my favourite spots to kick from. I know you're hanging out left and it usually comes back in that spot, so I was able to do that.
Now, bud, not saying that you always sit up the pointy end of the plane, but I'm sure with travel a bit, there's a bit of a fight for the business class seats on the way home.
I'm trying to find Andrew Holland, see whether he can get me up there.
But surely Josh Kennedy gets it today. He looked that sore walking off the ground. Have you seen him? Is he okay?
Yeah, he's very sore. He's very sore. His back's pretty crooked, so hopefully he can get up for Gold Coast this weekend, because it's short turnaround, 6-day turnaround, so fingers crossed for him.
And what about this Ben Wrong? Who the hell does he think he is getting on your patch?
Oh, unbelievable, isn't it? What, he kicked five today. Just a super effort. I think he's averaging two goals a game, so another great pickup by the club.
Who the hell is Wrong?
Who was that?
That was Dwayne Russell, and only kicked seven.
Lance, thank you very much for your time. Congratulations on the 900. All the thrills you've given us from the get-go of your marvellous career. But above all, this team effort today was something certainly they'll live long. Way past everyone's career, and as broadcasters, we loved every moment of it. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thanks. Heaps of